State lawmakers say there's an urgent need for transparency in the jail and prison system in the state following a WBUR investigation that found poor medical care in county jails and a system clouded in secrecy. Now, with a coronavirus infecting at least 45 inmates and employees, and with news last night of the death of one prisoner in Bridgewater, concerns about jail health care are on the rise. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
The federal government is supposed to track deaths in the custody of jails around the country. But in the latest 9-year period, WBUR found 37 more deaths than Massachusetts sheriffs had reported to the Department of Justice, meaning about a quarter of deaths went uncounted.
If 37 deaths were found that were not really reported in the state of Massachusetts, I can only imagine what is going on in other states that I know have far worse records.
That's Congresswoman Karen Bass. She represents parts of South Los Angeles and is a member of the House Judiciary Committee.
So this is something that is, frankly, a national scandal. The sad thing is that there's not a lot of concern about it because, after all, these are people that are incarcerated.
WBUR's investigation found elected sheriffs often withhold details and findings about inmate deaths, even from their families, with little accountability. Now, more than 1,000 inmates or employees of jails and prisons have COVID-19 in 30 states, according to an analysis of national news reports. At least 5 inmates have died. Bass is calling for more tests and for the release of inmates who can't make bail. But she says her primary concern is the lack of transparency amid the crisis.
If you add in the epidemic that we are all dealing with, I am very concerned that there is going to be a tremendous number of deaths.
I think it's imperative that our criminal justice system be transparent. And there's been a lot of work in recent years to make that more the case, but we still have a long way to go.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is himself recovering from a presumed case of COVID-19. He says local and federal officials need to do more to keep inmates and corrections workers safe. WBUR's investigation found that inmates who died in jail of maladies from heart disease to meningitis often were ignored or not taken to the hospital in time. The coronavirus now presents a severe challenge, with inmates in close quarters and jails competing for protective gear, just as hospitals are.
I don't feel that they have as much support from the federal government as they should. Frankly, nobody does right now.
That lack of support also worries Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell, who has spoken to state officials about keeping inmates safe.
Most of these folks will come out at some point, so it is incumbent upon us to also think about how we protect the public and limit the spread in these institutions.
Campbell is looking at the current health crisis in jails from the public's perspective and from a personal one. She had a twin brother, Andre, who died in 2012 while he was sick in a Massachusetts prison awaiting trial. Like many people who lose a family member in custody, Campbell was in the dark about how her brother died.
We were given very little information, and even in my effort to try to piece it together, was unsuccessful. And to this day, still don't know what happened to him and how he passed.
She says there needs to be accountability for people dying in custody. But for that to happen, Campbell says, the public also needs to change its perception of incarcerated people.
I often have to remind folks that they're human beings. They are someone's sibling, someone's relative, former neighbor, someone's loved one.
As the coronavirus reaches their jails, sheriffs who've been ill-equipped to deal with sick inmates and emergencies in the past will be tested unlike at any other time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.